Very good morning to you all.
Yes,
it has been a wonderful weekend in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's awesome to be in His presence and to be among God's people. Amen. A special people that the Lord has set apart for His great work. You know, every time I come to Polokwane, to South Africa, I've got great expectation, not only to come and minister, but to come and be part of what God is doing. You know, prophecies have been given over this continent from those that have been before us. Of note is Reinhard Bonnke, who believed. He saw a blood-washed Africa, and he was saying it's coming from Cape to Cairo. To us, it speaks of South Africa, where God is initiating a move that is going to shake the entire world. So when I'm here, I'm excited because we are participating in what God is doing. And I want to thank you all. And true indeed, we have worked for so many years now with Dr. Harry, and it's getting sweeter and sweeter. Amen. Because God has been good all these years. We have been to places, and the Lord has led us into too many territories in Zimbabwe, in Mozambique, and spiritually so in many parts of this continent. And we are excited, and we are glad, and thank you all for being part of the move of God. I entirely believe with all my heart that there is a move of God that is coming, and it has already started. Some of you would only believe when you see it raining down, but Elijah was okay when he just saw the cloud, which was like a man's fist, and he knew the prayers had been answered, and God was sending the rain. I can hear the sound of some mighty rain coming, and God is good. So this morning, I'm going to, you know, those that are into baking, I just want to put the cherry on the cake, okay? You know, she was almost preempting my message. Amen. Because I'm going to talk about our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Okay. So as she was talking about the Holy Spirit coming in as the oil that works on our hearts. You know, the Bible says the heart of a man is desperately wicked. Who can discern it? Who can know it except the Lord who discerns the hearts. Now, so when we allow the Lord, God, Holy Spirit, to deal with our hearts then become, you know, open to the things of God, and we get through to the surgery of the Lord. Remember in the New Covenant, in the book of Jeremiah, He talks of taking out the stony heart and putting in the heart of flesh, the heart which is open to the teachings of God, the heart which is a heart that believes, not a heart of unbelief. So He works through Holy Spirit to deal with our hearts, so that we can be open to what He is doing. And what He's doing most of the times is against what we know. Okay? Because the Bible says it's something that our eyes has not seen, it's something that our ears has not heard, it's something that we have not even imagined that the Lord is doing. So the condition of our heart is very important, because it's something that we do not, that we are not familiar with. But God is doing it by His Spirit, and He prepares our hearts also with His Word. Amen. The Bible says, with the washing of the water, which is the Word of God. The Word begins to wash us, and the Word begins to deal with mindsets. The Word begins to deal with our emotions. Because it's all, the Bible says, the Word of God is powerful, it is quick, it is active. You know, it cuts and goes to where the spirit, the soul and the spirit are separated. Then God works in us in that way. Okay, so we are excited about what God is doing, and we want to go straight into the Word of God and hear what the Lord has to say to us this morning. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 18 and verse 4. Verse 14, sorry. Right. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen and amen. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. The word there, communion, means fellowship. So the apostle is commending the church to the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, he says, let this be with us all. Okay, this past weekend I've been teaching about how we need to fellowship with each other, how also we need to fellowship with God the Father, how we need to fellowship with God the Son, and how we need to fellowship now, I'm talking about with God the Holy Spirit. Okay, I know a lot of us are quite aware that Holy Spirit is not it. Okay? We don't say it, the Holy Spirit. No. When you read the Bible, the Word of God, Holy Spirit is Him. He, the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, when He comes, in John chapter 13, when He comes, He will lead you into all truth. He will show you things to come. He will speak of me. He will take of me and reveal it to you. So, Holy Spirit is not an it, like some Jehovah's Witness talk about, that Holy Spirit is some power of God. No, Holy Spirit is a person. Okay? He is a person. So, the word is saying, we must commune with Him. We must fellowship with Him. He needs our company. Jesus spoke a lot about the Comforter. He says when the Comforter comes, okay, He has got a lot of many works He does in and with us. He works in, because Jesus says when He comes, He shall be with you and shall be in you. Okay? With and in. Which places us at an advantage. You know, better than those in the Old Testament. Because those in the Old Testament used to experience Holy Spirit on them. But in the new dispensation, we have Holy Spirit on us and in us. Are you listening to me? So, I don't desire to be where Moses was, because Moses and all them looked into these times that we are in, and they desired to be part of what God is doing through and in us. Amen. Through us and in us. Are you listening to me? So Holy Spirit is with us and in us. If you look into the world today, a lot of people are committing suicide. Why? Because they feel very lonely. I've also seen people who are lonely even at church. They are lonely even in their homes. Why? Because they have not discovered the fellowship that Holy Spirit wants to give us. One of the things that a lot of people always talk about when they talk to me, they say, at times you are very quiet. I'm quiet because there is one who speaks more to me than everybody else. I always say to people, like now we are seated, and I say, can you touch somebody close to you? Can you do that? Can you touch somebody close to you? I said, can you touch somebody close to you? If I was going to mark, then everyone has missed it. Because that person is too far. There is somebody who is in you and with you. And his name is Holy Spirit. You see how it is? Because we don't realize he is there with us. Even as I'm preaching to you, he is talking to me. He is in me. He can begin to show me stuff about you when I'm preaching like this. Because he's my friend. Have you seen when friends are together? The other friend is showing the other friend. Have you seen that? What's your take about that? Are you listening to me? Why? Because he is in us. Read your Bible and see all these men that have walked with Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and Holy Spirit stayed up in him. And he looked at the blind man. And he looked at the crippled man. When Holy Spirit moved in him, Peter looked at the blind man and he says, at the crippled man, and he says, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, I give unto you. What did he have? Holy Spirit. He had Holy Spirit. And then he says, I give unto you. And he gave him Holy Spirit. And when Holy Spirit is introduced into a situation, listen to me, every dead situation becomes alive. Everything that is not okay becomes okay. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Bible says in Genesis, the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the face of the world. And the Lord says, let there be light. And Holy Spirit brought the light on. This is why Jesus told them not even to attempt to go and preach until they were endued with power from on high. Until they were filled of the Holy Spirit. But today we have a lot of problems. Someone goes and get a theological degree and automatically they want to go and preach. No Holy Spirit.
What do you give to people?
If you don't have Holy Spirit, what do you give to people?
Such as I have, give I unto you.
So, Holy Spirit, we must commune with Him. We must have a relationship with Him. Who do you speak to in the morning when you wake up? With Him. I told you yesterday, there is infinite of distance between knowing the truth and doing the truth. We all know the truth, but very few are doing the truth. Are we together, people of God? When you wake up in the morning, who do you talk to? When you go through the issues of the day, who do you talk to? Everywhere I'm going, people are saying, hey, I need to find somebody to talk to. I remember sometime when I was a young boy, my sister, the eldest child of our family, she was married then because the first child is of my age. So I was staying with mom and she was staying with the husband. And my brother got married and mom was staying with all of us, my brother with his wife, and I'm there, and there is trouble. My brother hit his wife, and he had some blue eyes, and she decided to go and see my sister so that she can report this man to the elder sister that he is abusing her. She took a taxi to where my sister was staying. When she got there, she knocked the door, and my sister answered from her bedroom, "Please come in." She got into the house, and she's saying, "Auntie, where are you?" And she says, "I'm in the bedroom." She walks in there, and she finds the auntie has got blue eyes as well. The husband beat her up. So they looked at each other and started crying. Who is going to comfort the other? They have got the same problem. I wish she had known that there was somebody close to her, better than the aunt, who was able to comfort her through and through. At times we do not realize what God has made available to us when He gave us Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ says, "I'm not leaving you alone, but when I go to the Father, I will ask the Father, and He will send the Comforter. And He will be with you always." It says, always. Jesus says, He will be with you always. So we can sit, we can be together, but half the times I'm not listening to you, because there is a louder voice speaking within me, to my spirit, and Holy Spirit is speaking. He is always speaking. I tell you, he can talk to you about anything. And when He speaks to you about everything, He's telling you the truth. I remember when I was growing up, when I came to know the Lord, I stayed in a rural room all alone. After 3 years, my brother comes to visit me. He drops off the bus and he walks some 14 kilometers to come home. He gets home around 1 a.m. He knocks at the door and I said, "Come in." He opened the door and he says, "Are you telling me you are sleeping with this door unlocked?" And I said, "Yes." And he says, "Are you not afraid?" And I said, "Afraid of what?"
If the one who created the whole world is with me, what else can I be afraid of? And he started crying. We had been saved on the same day, but 5 years down the line, my brother was not yet filled of the Holy Spirit. That evening in that room, and he says to me, "My brother, is Holy Spirit as real as you are displaying right now? That you can be secure that he is with you and that he protects you more than any man can protect you?" And he says, "Right now, right here, I need Holy Spirit." Are you listening to me? And he was filled of the Holy Spirit and started speaking in other tongues. He is real. He is here with us. It is my prayer. I was praying that before the end of this service, he must fall upon somebody's life. Oh yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I've discovered whatever you talk about, that manifests. Whatever you talk about. If I preach about healing, God begins to heal people. If I preach about deliverance, God begins to deliver people. If I preach about the Holy Spirit, then Holy Spirit happens. He happens. So Apostle says the communion of the Holy Spirit. Let Holy Spirit be your friend. Let him talk to you. Let him guide you. Let him minister to you. Let him show you things to come. You know that every human being has got a gap that needs to be filled spiritually. Then you are going to make your choice. Are you going to allow Holy Spirit to fill and satisfy that gap? Or you are going to allow stuff of this world to fill it up? We are quick to blame our children and all who are giving themselves to drugs because they need something to fill that gap. The Bible says in Ephesians, "Be not be drunk with alcohol, but be ye filled of the Holy Ghost." Which means the desire for something that gives you a high is always with everyone. But we cannot give them the Holy Spirit, so the devil gives them substitutes. "It shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams." Are you listening to me? And these are the last days. And this is why the devil wants to fill our children with drugs and all these substances they are abusing. But we are waiting for a generation of parents who are filled of the Holy Spirit and who are going to lead their children in the pathways of God. And their children are going to be filled of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? Amen. We have to demonstrate this to our children. I told you, my brother, when he saw me in that rural home with nobody with me, the door is not locked. He knocks the door and I told him to come in. He steps in and he says, "Are you not afraid that you can sleep with an unlocked door and you are all alone, a young child?" And I told him, "Holy Spirit is with me." And he says, "Is he that real?" And I said, "Yes, he is real. I've experienced him. Because he was all that I had. My mother had passed on. There was nobody staying with me. I had only Holy Spirit. And that time is the time that has shaped the whole of my life. You cannot convince me of anything else. He is real and I know." Amen. I know. And you tell me he's not real. No. He
you can convince, you cannot convince me otherwise. He is the one who led me back then to look for this man. We didn't know each other. And this relationship has been forged by Holy Spirit. This is why some other man who came up and told me not to walk with him, but Holy Spirit has led me to him. If it were you, which choice would you take? I came to Polokwane the first time, I didn't know anybody. Why? Because preaching the word of God, bringing hundreds and thousands into the kingdom of God, but all of a sudden in my house, my daughter became sick to the point of almost dying. And I desired to be in a place where nobody knows me, so that I can hear God speak to me. And God led me to Polokwane. You know this story. You were there. I'm coming into this conference and I'm seated. And there was, what's his name again? This other prophet guy from Louis Trichard. Andres. He comes, he's preaching, and 10 minutes into his message, he looks at me, and he says, "Brother, you are not from South Africa. You are from Zimbabwe. The Holy Spirit showing him stuff about me." And he says, "What is it? I see healing in your house. Is it your wife, or is it your daughter?" And I said, "My daughter. She is at the point of death. And I'm looking for a place where God can speak to me." And he says, "As you go back home, you find God has performed a miracle in your house." After the conference, I went back home. I'm knocking at the gate. And who comes to open the gate for me? My daughter, whom I had left on the deathbed. And you come to me and tell me that Holy Spirit is not real. You come to me and you tell me, like the communists, that religion is the opium of the mind. You are crazy. I've experienced Holy Spirit. I've experienced how real He is. He is God with us. He is God in us. And today my daughter is as fit as a fit. I was talking to her this morning. She's on her way back going to Durban. She's talking to me. And the grandchildren are telling me, "Grandpa, we are hungry." They left Zimbabwe yesterday in the morning. And they're still on the bus. And these guys are not used to it. You know? They take all the potcos and it's finished before they get to Durban. So they know the only man who can understand that is Grandpa. So they told me, "Grandpa, we are hungry." But I want to tell you, years back, the devil wanted to snatch that daughter away from me, even before I had seen my grandchild, my grandchildren. What is the devil's mission? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And what is the mission of Jesus Christ? Jesus came so that we may have life, and life in its abundance. Amen. And he stopped the activities of the devil. And that the same Holy Spirit is here. Tell somebody, Holy Spirit is here. Tell somebody, Holy Spirit is here. I've experienced Holy Spirit. is very real. There are two things I want to talk about him, so that we can enjoy good fellowship with him. Okay? Holy Spirit, him being a person, the third person of the Godhead, he has personalities. Okay? He has got feelings. He has got emotions. Are you listening to me? This is the problem where a lot of people struggle with Holy Spirit. Hello? Yeah. Jesus Christ, John was told by God, the one whom you will see Holy Spirit coming upon him and resting on him and remaining, he is the Messiah. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
One whom you will see Holy Spirit coming upon him and resting and remaining, it's the Messiah. I've been in places where Holy Spirit has come, but in no time he has left. Ichabod. Why? Because he has a personality. He has got emotions. When he came upon Jesus, Jesus Christ was ready for him. God had prepared a body for him. And the Holy Spirit came and remained. And he was upon Jesus Christ. He came in the form of a dove. Like a dove. Not that the dove is Holy Spirit. But Holy Spirit came like a dove and rested on Jesus Christ. We all know doves. A dove is a bird. If he sits there, Dr. Kerry, any slight movement that he doesn't understand, the dove goes. I've seen that Holy Spirit has got such personalities. He has got such behavior. I've been in meetings where he's moving. And he gives me an instruction. Any act of disobedience, he leaves and I remain alone. And it becomes very difficult to minister. Why is that so? Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 29 to 30. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of your redemption. Which means, Holy Spirit can be grieved. Huh? He can be grieved. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And the Bible helps us in verse 29. What grieves Holy Spirit? Corrupt or foul communication proceeding out of our mouths. This is why in most of our services, Holy Spirit is not moving. Because people are talking bad. Husband and wife, before they get to church, they are busy bad-mouthing somebody.
and they come to church, already they have grieved the Holy Spirit from home. And we wonder why he's not showing up in our midst. He's already grieved. Corrupt communication proceeding out of our mouth. The Bible is saying, whatever that we should speak must be edifying and ministering grace to the hearers. It's deliberate. You know, there are many bad things we can say. There are many bad things which are justifiable for us to say. But the Bible says, every word of my mouth must give grace to the hearer. I'm not saying something that pollutes somebody's spirit.
We are getting quiet now. This is why some of us have decided to be men of few words. Because we are careful what to say. Does it build somebody? Does it edify the one hearing me? Does it bring grace to the one hearing me? Corrupt communication. Africans, so that my friends here can see what it is saying. What is that? What does that mean? No dirty word must come out of your mouth. Yesterday I was seated on the table and we were having a meal. And people were talking and they said, Alfred, it seems you are not enjoying your meal because you are quiet. And I said, in our culture we are not allowed to talk when we eat. Which is true. Why? Because we know blessing or curse can be transmitted through food. This is why we say grace over our food. And the Bible says prayer sanctifies the food. But then here we are in Zimbabwe, I see it happening. They are busy eating their food and they are busy bad-mouthing somebody. And that food is extended to poison. Hello? Do I still have friends here? And it's more like Jewish culture. Because Jesus breaks and dips and gives to Judas. Knowing his intention. But Jesus is giving him because he wants to try and save his soul. Somebody's soul can be saved or destroyed over a meal. This is why Isaac says to Jacob, to his son Esau, go and kill the animal I want. Come and make venison for me. And when I've eaten and I'm full, I will bless you. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of your redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. What is malice? Who knows what malice is? Turn it to Africans. I must help my African friends.
Not to be mean to another person.
Not to be mean to another person. Huh? Huh? Hmm? Huh? You see, one thing that I understand, God says, be careful. If you backbite each other, you may devour each other. Why? I've discovered God can protect you from wild animals. He can protect you from all these other things. But it is not in his vocabulary or constitution or mind that brother can turn against brother. So he leaves us because he is not expecting it to happen. And yet, somebody is taking words and busy slaying his brother or sister. And God says, take care, because you may devour each other. And he does nothing about it. If Dr. Harry today decides to speak evil against me, then God does not get into that, because he expects Dr. Harry to be covering my back. And this is how I understand friendship. Another man of God called me and he says, if you are going to walk with me, then you must stop walking with Harry. But Harry had introduced me to that guy. And he wanted to say many more words, and I said, my friend, wait, hold it on there. Just hold it on there. I think you have said it all. I must make a choice whether to walk with you or with Dr. Harry. And my choice is Holy Spirit led me to Dr. Harry, and I walk with Dr. Harry. Bye bye. Why? Because God wants me to cover his back. And he expects him to cover my back. And I know he does that. Bitterness. What the Bible say about bitterness? Huh? What does it say about bitterness? Hebrews 12:15. What does it say? Hebrews 12, chapter 12, verse 15. Huh? Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Bitterness defiles many. It's like a rotten tomato. You put it among good tomatoes, come back tomorrow, the whole peck is rotten. This is why in our midst we mustn't have anybody who is bitter. Because you affect the whole lump. And then we come, we want Holy Spirit to move. Holy Spirit is grieved. And he cannot move. The list is endless, as you can see.
Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For we know that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
Holy Spirit can be grieved. There are a lot of things that grieve Holy Spirit. The second thing that I'm going to talk about Holy Spirit, say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. About Holy Spirit. There is a lot that I can say, but these two are key. If we want to host His presence, if we want to bring a move of God, and I know there is a move of God coming to this house. Amen. This is why we have to be prepared. We do not want to entertain something. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the God of peace shall sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus. Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Afrikaans?
We don't need the truth.
Huh? What is to quench? Huh? To put out the fire. To put out the fire. To stop. To hinder. He is God, but he can be stopped by mere man. He has placed himself in that position. And the whole Godhead protects him. This is why one of the unpardonable sins is to speak against the Holy Spirit. To protect him. So how do we quench him? How do we stop him? When we despise his gifts, the challenges I've seen with the things of God, God will always package them in vessels that are not attractive. Such that you want what is in there, but as you try to go there, you find it's unattractive. And you want to say, no. But God has done that. This is why the Bible says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? But the Messiah is called Jesus of Nazareth. He is coming from Nazareth. But people are looking down at Nazareth. And he comes from Nazareth. How does it work? Did you know that God can package your breakthrough in a black brother like me? And everything about me can offend you. The pigmentation of my skin can offend you. My accent can offend you. The way I eat can offend you. The way I dress can offend you. But God brings it like that. 40 young men were laughing at Elijah because he was bold. And they looked at him and laughed at him. And all 40 were eaten by a hyena. That is the challenge. I'm just saying this. I've never encountered racism yet. I relate with everyone. Most of you have slept in your houses. Okay? So I'm just preaching. Don't think, hey, this guy maybe. No. I'm just saying it can be packaged in a vessel that you dislike. And we have problems. The gifts of the Spirit. Smith Wigglesworth used to hit. You come here and you say, I've got cancer. He hits the stomach. Boom! And in the process, the cancer goes. But his delivery, not okay at all. The other time, there is a dead person. He goes, he says, in the name of Jesus, be resurrected. He makes him stand. He leaves him. The person goes down. He picks him again. And he says, in the name of Jesus, I resurrect you. He stands there. He leaves him. Boom. The third time, he picks him up. And he says, in the name of Jesus, be resurrected. Boom. And the person stands up. The delivery. It's documented. And you are in that meeting. You don't like such things. But God uses that anyway. They came to that blind man. And he says, hey, this man who has healed you, this Jesus, is a bad guy. And he says, hey guys. I don't care who this guy is. But one thing I know. I was blind. Now I can see. I was blind, now I can see. And that matters. And then they are saying, no, he's a sinner. And he says, since when has God started hearing the prayers of sinners? So that is what matters. That is what matters. So don't despise prophesying. Don't despise the gifts of the Spirit of God. If you don't understand, please, shut your mouth. Who has put you in the place of God who knows everything? I've been in places where strange occurrences are happening. Some of them I'm seeing for the first time. I just check with my spirit. If my spirit is saying amen, it doesn't matter what my mind is saying. As long as my spirit is saying amen, then my mind can take a rest. Because the Bible makes it very clear that he who speaks in tongues, nobody understands him. He even doesn't understand him, but God. God understands what's happening. So as long as I have peace in my heart, that God is giving me peace with this manifestation, then it's okay. That's fine. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we together? Amen. We can't put God in a box. Seated where you are, I just want you to start praying. Tell Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Come on, let us say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Forgive me when I've despised, when the moments I've quenched you. Holy Spirit, forgive me every time I've grieved you. I welcome you. You are God. I'm a mere man. You are omnipresent. You know everything. I don't know anything except that which you reveal to me. I welcome you today. I welcome you. Your word says, you are with me. You are in me. You are with me. You are in me. I welcome you. Spirit of Christ, I receive you. You are my teacher. You are my guide. You show me things to come. Holy Spirit, you are my comforter. Holy Spirit, I welcome you in my life, in my home. I welcome you in my marriage, in my business, in everything that I do. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Help me not to grieve you. Help me not to quench you. The Spirit of the Living Lord, forgive me when I bad-mouth somebody. Forgive me when I brought bitterness to your house. Holy Spirit, minister to me. You are the oil of God. Work on my heart. Work on my heart. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Apply the water of the word. And cleanse my heart. Let me be cleansed from all the filthiness of the spirit, of the soul, and of the body. I thank you, Lord. Let my spirit be open to you. Let my soul be open to you. Let my body be open to you. I completely surrender unto you, the Spirit of the Living Lord. Holy Spirit, you are with me right now. You are in me right now. Rikaba sakaya tobo. Rende me sakaya baka sikitire reke saka. Shiba baba baba saka tariye kanana. Rike ne me sakaya baka sukutiye kamasaka. Kubara baka saka tariye nerere baka saka tariye nerere baka. Shiba baka saka tariye nerere baka saka. Holy Spirit is right there with you. Even as we minister like this, He is right there. He's ministering to you. He is close to you. He knows where the pain is. He knows what's happening in your marriage. He knows what's happening in your house. He knows what's happening. Spirit of the living Lord, breathe, O wind of God. 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 Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. The dry bones can live again. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Shaka basaka. Kutama sikiyeteke. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Allow Him to rest upon you. And allow Him to stay. Allow Him to stay. Allow Him to stay. A lot of us are in such a rush. We do not want Him to stay. We do not want Him to be long with us. Allow Him. Allow Him. Yes, Holy Spirit. It is You that we need. It is You that we desire. Bring conviction. Yes, Lord. Touch our lives. Father, our lives will never be the same again. Because Holy Spirit, You are touching us. Because Holy Spirit, You are with us. Riba sakaya takabo. Renda masiki taraboko sakaya. Shibebebe sakataria kedene namokosuku. Rika namakasiki yeteke babasaka. Kute kanamo soko yeteke bebebe sea. Yes. Yes. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Yes. God, the Holy Spirit is healing your heart right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open up to Him. Open up to Him. Holy Spirit. Bring healing in this household. Bring healing. That which has defied medical science. I thank You. Your hand is fixing it right now. Your hand is fixing it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rabba sakaya takamo. Ritekebe sakaya tikebaba. Ritakababa bababa sakaya. Shenderabaka sakatarabaka saka. Riketeke mosuku yetebo. Reketeke bebeseke yatokoma. Meteke seketeke mosuku yete. Riteke bebe saka yatarabaka. Holy Spirit. Shiba baba baba saka. Fix someone's finances. Fix, Lord. Bring life. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rikataka basaka yatika mama saka. Oh, wind of God, breathe. You breathe manna. You breathe quills in the tents of the Israelites when they were in a wilderness. Holy Spirit, breathe and bring, oh Father, that which we have desired of You this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. I sense His breeze upon somebody. He passed through my life and is staying, and the breeze. Spirit of God. Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Riba sakayataka. Yes. Yes. Allow him to stay upon you. Allow him to stay. Don't be distracted. Allow him to stay. Focus on him. He is here, right with you and in you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name.
Stand and sing our song.